This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and now we are getting an early preview of the upcoming Sarawak state elections. So, as we know, they're around the corner. Yesterday, in fact, the Election Commission Chairperson, Dato' Abdul Ghani Saleh, announced that the Sarawak state election will be on the 18th of December, so that's less than a month. And nomination day is on the 6th. That kicks off a 12-day campaigning period, with early voting actually starting on the 14th. Now, a total of 1.25 million voters are actually eligible to vote. The EC is expecting a 70% turnout. Although I think that some of the blocks that have been pointed out include, primarily how expensive it is at the moment if you are out of state to actually travel back to Sarawak. This is something that has been raised time and time again, the cost of flight tickets back. And the Transport Minister, as far as I can tell, has so far said that supply and demand should mean that we see that even out. But for the time being, there are continuing concerns about that. Meanwhile, COVID-19 guidelines and SOPs will be announced soon. Some other issues that have come up in the lead up to this is a lack of postal votes for people who are out of state, and also, of course, Undi 18, which is not going to be enacted or fully implemented before year end, which will leave a number of people unable to vote. So, with all that in place, we wanted to get a state of play, really, and find out where things lie. And so for that, we're going to be crossing over to Dr. Oei Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. If you have thoughts or questions, send them our way. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Oei Sun, as always, thank you so much for joining us. So what are some of the key elements to look out for in the Sarawak state election?
Well, I think the ruling coalition, namely GPS, is very likely to be returned to power again. But then in some of the urban and semi-urban seats, for example, especially those contested by one of the component parties, namely SUPP, I think it's very likely that they are going to see some lively contests with, for example, this shall we say, not so new party, namely Parti Sarawak Bersatu or PSB. Yeah.
What issues do you think voters are going to be paying the most attention to? I mean, what kind of messaging are we seeing the parties beginning to put out there?
Well, of course, Sarawak being the largest state in Malaysia, and then there are a lot of remote areas. So socio-economic developmental issues would always be on the agenda, right? I mean, in one election after another, there will be promises made to develop certain constituencies. And then, of course, in the short term, they typically would be resources being pumped in. But whether those resources could last for longer term, I think that remains to be seen. Yeah.
You referenced this earlier. Where do you anticipate some tough fights taking place?
Well, I think in some of the urban seats, such as those in and surrounding Kuching, in Miri, as well as Cebu, I think you would see some lively contest. Now, in previous elections, the contests were typically between, again, SUPP, because they mostly contest in Chinese majority seats. In previous elections, you will see contests between SUPP and, let's say, Rocket, namely DAP, as well as PKR. Well, in this particular election, I think Sarawak's PKR has been, in a sense, quite decimated in terms of the organization, while in DAP, there are some infightings. On the other hand, this new party, PSB, led by former SUPP strongman Wong Soon Koh, as well as former PKR state strongman, namely Barubian, I think they will perhaps put up the most challenging fights to SUPP. Yeah.
I wanted to touch on the turnout because the EC is targeting a 70% voter turnout rate. There have, however, been concerns about travel difficulties, cost of tickets. How do you see this impacting the election on the day?
If you look at the Melaka state elections, we had about 65% turnout, and Melaka is actually at most a semi-urban state, right? I mean, right smack in the middle of Peninsular Malaysia. Sarawak, as I said, it's a very huge state. Of course, there are a lot of these rural areas, and you would, of course, need to have extra efforts in bringing out the voters. I think that would prove very, very challenging for many parties, especially, I think, for PKR and DAP, whereas GPS and, to a lesser extent, PSB, perhaps they have more resources for bringing out the voters.
And this poll is estimated to cost about 150 million. For context, is this reasonable? Is this a lot?
Well, you have to imagine, well, it's not even imagine, you have to realize that in some of those constituencies in Sarawak, you need, for example, fast boats to go into these constituencies. Sometimes you may even need helicopters to ferry the votes in and out of this constituency. So it is very costly, certainly much costlier than in Melaka. Yeah.
I referenced postal voting earlier, and 17 Sarawak-based civil society organizations are actually calling for it to be allowed for voters who are out of state. How do you see this going? Is it going to happen?
Well, traditionally, postal votings are for the civil servants and for the army and police. And in Malacca's case, I think it was extended to Malaysians even living in neighboring countries such as Singapore and so on. I think at least the election commission should extend the same level of convenience for postal voting to Sarawak voters, and if possible, also postal voting for Sarawakians living in Peninsular Malaysia. Yeah, because nowadays. There are quite a number, from what I was told, I think more than 100,000. They are in West Malaysia, for example.
And these polls are going to be conducted before Undi 18 comes into force. Critics are speculating that this is perhaps why they're being held so soon. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, of course, coincidence is really there, namely Undi 18 supposedly would be implemented, say, early next year. And this election, it's on the 18th of December, less than 2 weeks before it is implemented, right? So it's very tempting to think that the power that be would like to avoid the onslaught of 18 years old potentially coming out to vote. But of course, if you look at the low turnout in Melaka and so on, it remains to be seen, frankly speaking, if voting rights are extended to these young people, whether they would indeed come out to vote in heavy numbers as well. Now, there are other issues, for example, which have been touted to be important, such as the sentiments of Sarawakians over this so-called Malaysia Agreement 1963. I think the sentiments is there, but to what extent these sentiments would triumph over social economic concerns, I think that remains to be seen. Yeah.
So everyone is saying that, you know, essentially these state polls, Sarawak, Melaka, they're anticipated to be bellwethers for GE15. What are you looking out for in terms of trend?
Well, of course, in Sarawak, I don't think most of the West Malaysian parties will be contesting, with the exception of, let's say, DAP and PKR, which have been in Sarawak for quite some time. So in a sense, it would complement that kind of predictions as to the voters' preference for the next general election. Melaka was touted by some to be a prediction for the general election. So Sarawak, being the largest state in the union as well as in East Malaysia, would provide also the reference as to East Malaysians' preference in the next general election. Yeah.
Any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think it is very important if Sarawakians were to come out to vote, even though sometimes it is very inconvenient. It is, of course, their prerogative to choose their government of the day. And hopefully they would indeed proactively exercise that right. Yeah.
Ihsan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, giving an early preview of the lay of the land for the upcoming Sarawak state elections. Again, that is going to be happening on the 18th of December, 2021. That's what's been announced. Early voting starts on the 14th, nomination day 6th. So those are some of the major days to look out for. If you'd like to share any thoughts or questions with us on the elections, you can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.